This is a really difficult subject we're talking about.
Thlinkit Elder Bob Sam opened a day-long summit on boarding schools at the Heritage Center earlier this month to help Alaska Natives emotionally prepare for discussions that could awaken old traumas.
The wind can be born a whisper.
Sam shared an ancient story about how the Arctic wind tormented humans until they understood its nature and learned to cope. And like the wind, boarding school trauma was widespread. The president of the Heritage Center, Emily Edenshaw, says its research is part of a larger effort to bring about truth and healing from boarding school trauma by first understanding what took place.
Every single Indigenous person across the country has been impacted either directly or indirectly from boarding schools. It's completely changed our lives forever.
Edenshaw says the Heritage Center has gained unprecedented access to the Reverend Sheldon Jackson's archives at Princeton University, where Jackson studied before he became a famous Presbyterian missionary, and later in 1885, a general education agent for the Territory of Alaska. History often gives him a heroic status, a religious leader who brought education and even reindeer herds to help Alaska Natives. But the research reveals a darker picture, where the boundaries of church and state were crossed, in which military methodologies and religious life coalesced into schools that were run more like prisoner of war camps.
Where did all this stuff come from?
Benjamin Jasek is the Heritage Center's Director of Indigenous Research, also an ordained minister and a descendant of Native boarding school students. He says churches and the federal government had the same mission, to either displace or assimilate Alaska Natives.
It's really important to recognize that this version of Christianity was so interwoven with nationalism that you couldn't pull apart being a, quote, American in terms of the way that they defined American, or a Christian.
The summit also brought together many survivors of boarding schools who told of physical and sexual abuse. The Heritage Center says work goes on to document their stories. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.